views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And this is Dr. Ronnie, your host. And I'm with a very special person who you've heard over and over again on my radio shows, Dr. Makeba Mori. And she's a naturopathic doctor as well, and she specializes in nutrition prescriptions and emotional detoxification. And we've had some fun this summer. We've actually done some retreats together. We've done many radio shows together, and we are here today together to give you some more value. And we have a great subject for you. Today we're going to talk about how to stop eating bad food. And why is it that you do eat bad food? I think that's a fun subject. Dr. Makeba, welcome. We just think of all kinds of subjects to talk about, and we have a lot of fun. Welcome again to this great radio show where we give so many people around the globe so much value.
Thank you. I just love being on the show. I've missed it the last few weeks, and I'm just so happy to be back. And I just have to reiterate, we had a ball this summer. You know, with all the clients and people who came, it was just really, really fun, because now the atmosphere is like this evolution is taking place where so many people just want to know, how do I do this? How do I live this lifestyle? How do I stop eating bad? How do I break these addictions? How do I do it nutritionally? And I was just so impressed with you this summer, Dr. Ronnie, on the Vineyard, because as they came in, you just allowed them to feel so comfortable and free, where the transition to more life and more health was fun. And so I love that aspect of it, that it can be fun.
And, you know, we used to always say, let's make wellness fun. That's what we actually used to say at the retreat. And, you know, I specialize in 21 chronic illness, and that's not an easy job. But at the retreat, you know, instead of getting people to help them to prevent chronic illness, I usually end up getting them at the late stage in cancer and stage four, not just stage one. I get stage four cancer. I get multiple sclerosis. I get Parkinson's. I get heart cardiac, I get kidney failure and diabetes. But one of the things that I can always say about this job and this business is that we love people, and we do get some emotional conditions as well, because part of the having a chronic illness, what comes with that is an emotional basket full of fear and anxiety, depression. But nevertheless, Dr. Makeba, we seem to always win the hearts of our clients. And I love my staff for that, because I don't pick my staff. I pick my staff not, you can always train somebody to do some procedure, or you could train somebody to do a protocol for you. But one thing you can't do is you can't train people how to be kind and happy and emotionally healthy. And I think that's what I have with my staff. And having you here this summer, it was a great pleasure. Today's subject reminds me of something very interesting. And I just picked that. I was just sleeping one night, and I said, you know what I'm going to talk about this week? I'm going to talk about how not to eat bad food. But one of the things I was thinking is, you know, if you talk to doctors or scientists or researchers, and if you do some work online and you do some research, you'll find that a very small percentage of them think that the population is overweight due to food addiction. And even some researchers believe that only 15 to 20% of the population have a food addiction. But I don't know, Dr. Makeba, I think it more than 50% of the population suffer with food addiction. What do you think? I think we're underestimating that, really. And the only reason why I say that is because look around you. go to the malls, and every single thing that we do socially involves food. Every place that you go, you step, I don't, unless you go into a department store to buy clothes, and even in some of the department stores, there's food everywhere, and you just see people indulging in food all day long, and they seem to want to do that. And well, the obesity now has become a chronic illness, and I think that, and I'm glad for that, because now we may be able to get some insurance help, because there's so many people who are overweight and struggle. People who are overweight struggle with not just sugar, but they also struggle with salt, and they struggle with fatty fried foods. And you have to wonder, it's almost like the same kind of addiction that you see people struggling with cigarettes back in the day, or with another type of drug. And if you overweight, the chances are you are a food addict. And how do you tell when someone is a food addict?
Well, Dr. Ronnie, this is just such a perfect subject, because I think it is the most neglected subject in the medical and the health community. And I would very arguably go as far to say that food addiction is not more than, it's not only more than 50%. It's the number one addiction over any type of substance is food addiction. And it's very evident in the food-related diseases, including cancer, which is usually not noted as a food-related disease. So I would definitely say that. And most people aren't aware of it because, you know, I get adults saying if they miss a meal that they're starving. In actuality, that's just not the case. How many people can you ask to take who are healthy without medication or diabetic to take a 48-hour fast on distilled water for the purposes of detoxification, and can do it without having serious neurological and physical drawbacks? See, that's the sign of addiction, because anytime you see something that is toxic to the body, your body will immediately begin to quickly detoxify, let it out into the bloodstream, and go out. And very, very few Americans have the ability to do that, because they are addicted to food. And I believe that we pretty much know that the number one cause of that are the additives and the hormones and things in the food, which exacerbate the situation. So I just think that this is a wonderful, wonderful subject. And we know from many years of detoxing that if you could get through the first few days a week, then you can get through 21 days. And so I think this is perfect, because people out there are really, really want this. I mean, they're coming and throwing their drugs on the table. You know, I deal with the more mildly chronic illnesses, but that's a ton of autoimmune, heart disease, and diabetic. And they call that mildly chronic. And that's what. And the truth of it is much of it could be corrected through nutrition. So I thank you for bringing this. This is so timely, and the public is ready for it. I mean, our phones can't stop ringing and emails can't stop coming, because the demand is out there and it's not being talked about enough.
Well, I just got a call, a text, and she wants to know, what are some of the symptoms of a food addiction? So that would be a great thing to talk about when we come back. But I wanted to also say that when you're tolerant to something, like, okay, let's get away from food and let's talk about something. Everyone knows that when you become tolerant to something, like if you become tolerant to smoke, and the more you smoke, the more you tolerate it. Well, it's the same thing when someone's overweight. The more they eat, the more they want sugar. The more they eat sugar,
right,
the more they crave it. And the more they eat salt, the more they crave it. And the more they eat fat, the more they crave it. And I always used to say the body believes what you tell it. And if you tell your body that you're hungry, well, you are hungry. And if you tell your body that you need the sugar, salt, and fat, then you do need it. And so that's why our detox is so powerful, is that not only it takes 21 days for the body to understand that it is now living in a different type of body. It takes 21 days for the emotions to get it. It takes 21 days for the brain to get it. It takes 21 days for the physical body to get it. And that's what the 21-day detox is all about, body, mind, and spirit. Not just drinking those juices to help you lose weight, but it's a total process. It's a total mind-body spiritual process when you go through the 21-day detox. But when we come back, I want to talk about what are some of the signs of a food addiction and for you to actually look at yourself and all those are out there who think they're addicted to food. And then I want to talk to you a little bit about someone you met this summer. He was with us for 2 months. He knows I'm going to talk about him on the radio. I can use him as a perfect, perfect example for food addiction. And I want to tell you how we helped him in the end. And he just left the retreat. He was here for 2 months. He just left the retreat just a couple of days ago. One of the longest living retreaters that we've ever had at the retreat in our last 25 years. And it was exciting on one hand. It was very hard on the other hand. But it not only did we teach him a lot about life and how to live a healthier lifestyle, he also taught us how to work with someone like him. And he was very complex. And there's a lot of complex people out there who overeat and don't know that they have a food addiction. And I'd like to talk about some of those symptoms when we get back. Thank you so much. When we get back, more value on how to stop eating bad food.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Hello, it might be crazy what I'm about to say. That was great. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with my friend, Dr. McCabe. We're talking about something very exciting today. We're talking about how not to eat bad food. Now, that's a tall order, Dr. McCabe. I don't even know why I picked that subject, but, you know, something's been on my heart and something's been on my brain for a long time since one of my clients just left. And, you know, I learned a lot about food addiction. I'm not an addiction doctor, so I get all types of chronic illness to come through the doors of the Martha's Vineyard Retreat. But some of the symptoms that I've seen in him that I know it's part of food addiction, and I'll name a few for those out there and for the young lady that asked the question, how does she know if she is a food addict? One of the biggest things that I saw in the food addicts, and especially this client that just left us, was his thought process was always about food. I don't care what subject we talked about, food entered into the picture of the conversation. Like he would always, I saw him light up when he asked clients or even my staff or even a visitor about the best restaurants on the island. He always preferred restaurants that had the most food and the most delicate food. Like he wanted to talk about duck and he wanted to talk about lobster and he wanted to talk about the details of this food. But he always was talking about desserts and high fat foods And he had some heart issues, had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And for whatever reason, salty, fat-rich food was always the subject of the conversation. And he was here. He did very, very well with the program. He did lose, by the way, you can congratulate him if you speak with him. He did lose 80 pounds. He was here for 2.5 months. That's a lot of weight to lose. Yes, it is. But he was under strict orders of two doctors, plus myself as a naturopath, and plus we had all types of holistic practitioners helping out with this man. The other symptom that I want to say to this young lady is when you feel like if you don't eat for 1 or 2 hours, you feel uncomfortable. A person that's a food addict, they always think they're hungry, and it's not hunger. Sometimes they could be thirsty. Sometimes they could be tired. Sometimes they can just have some weakness or a headache. All of those symptoms are not food, are not because you need food. But a food addict always seems to think that that's what it is. The other one that I think that's a food addict's favorite is that if you ever go into the room of a retreater and the cleaning person comes out of the room with a hidden bag of chocolate candy, and because they're at the retreat, they feel like it's okay to eat healthy chocolate. Well, sugar is sugar is sugar no matter which way you look at it, but they always want to know what's healthy, what junk food is healthy. And that's a sign of a food addict. And I'm going to say one more because this one is really a classic. A person that continuously want to sneak food when they think other people aren't looking. And that's a classic. I had one young man here. He would actually go 3 blocks to a restaurant on Main Street. And when I went into the restaurant one day and she said, "Was that my client?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, I said, "Why?" She says, "Because he walks in every day. He doesn't buy anything, but he always wants to smell the food." He actually asked the waitress if he could smell the food. And I said, "Well, what do you do?" She says, "Well, I never know if he wants to buy it or not." And so she says, "I let him look and smell the food." So that was a classic symptom. And then other symptoms, people really truly have withdrawal symptoms when they stop eating. Those are classic addiction symptoms. Right. Like if you don't eat for 1 hour or 2 hours, you get a headache. That's a physical withdrawal symptom of a food addict. What's your favorite, Dr. McCabe? Do you know any food addicts?
Yes. Oh, almost everybody I know is a food addict. and with that being said, it is the number one cause for chronic and degenerative disease here in America is food addiction. But with that being said, food addiction is peculiar because the symptoms are subtle in that they're easily confused for being hungry. When actual hunger comes when there is essential need for the body to perform vital functioning. If you are a healthy, strong individual, you could actually go easily a month with just drinking water before that would even become necessary. Now, if you're an athlete or if you're a child, the needs become more immediate. But for the average adult, and particularly the average overweight American, you could actually go quite some time before the essential need for food. Becomes in, not for nutrients, but for actual food. So I would say, you know, you just have to be able to distinguish. One of the things I notice is that most food addicts get very, very irritated, and show signs of mild schizophrenia or anger signs just with going without food for a few hours. I certainly think that is, and it's in sync with all other addictions, particularly all other drug addictions, because food is a drug, because it changes the chemical and biological makeup of your cells. That's what makes it very similar to a drug, okay? So I would say if you have these extreme mood swings and you've eaten within the last week, that's definitely a sign for food addiction. And a lot of times people are able to control it because they're adults, but they know if you're gone without a few hours and you literally become depressed or very irritated without the food, and this is a regular habit, more than likely you're food addicted. So that's the main one that I think is how people can gauge, or I've noticed.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful because, you know, people out there are listening to this and they know or they suspect that they may be a food addict. And, you know, at one point in my career, you know, of course, I never started out to be a detoxification specialist. And when I wrote that book, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, to my surprise, it got to the New York Times bestseller. But that told me a lot about where we were in this country in terms of our diets and our nutrition. And now, you know, I travel around the country and I talk about maximum nutrition in small dosages all day long. And that book was the beginning of how I started this crusade in my workshops and now writing another book about that very subject. But I realized that, you know, that we're in trouble in this country because we eat food, and food is not the same thing as nutrition. And
right.
And until they teach this in school, and until we go back and start dealing with natural substances that the earth provided us in the beginning, and realize that sometimes we're not really eating real food when we eat processed food, because if you break it down into this nutritional contents, you'll quickly find out that it doesn't have much nutritional content. So we are going to talk, you know, later on, and we're going to give people a breakdown of what good food looks like. But what I wanted to say is that we really have to start talking about the difference between food and what people consider food and real nutrition. And I'll give an example. If you just actually drink one glass of a green juice with maybe collards, kale, carrots, cucumbers, celery, what else do you put in it? Maybe some spinach. I'm trying to think of people's favorites so they don't think, ugh. Anyway, if you take just what I just said, just that alone, and you a lot of it on the table, and if you just juice that, the amount of nutrition in that one drink is more than the average person have in one day. So that alone will tell you just that one drink is very powerful. That's an example of what I mean by maximum nutrition in small dosages. If you have, you take another drink, let's do a protein smoothie. You know, if you take a look at the contents of a protein smoothie, you'll have some really good omega oils. You'll have at least 28 grams or more of protein, high quality protein that is. And you'll have probably a lot of different vitamins and minerals that I don't have time to mention. But let's just say you put a little bit of almond milk in that, and maybe you put a little stevia to sweeten it up. And the nutritional content of that protein smoothie is probably more than anybody's had in that one day, unless you had three big, huge pieces of meat or something. But in the body, and also you got to remember, these drinks are readily absorbable, readily metabolized into the system. It doesn't take you all day to break down, which exhausts the body when you're trying to eat sometimes animal protein. You're exhausted before you can get out of work, especially if you have a cafeteria at your job. So try a little bit of that. That's what I consider maximum nutrition. And just one more drink that I want to consider maximum nutrition, and that is a good potent antioxidant. And there's so many out there today. What I use is I use maybe a seaweed drink called Limu, and sometimes I'll use a Metaberry drink, and that gives me a lot of nutrition. And when I say antioxidants, I mean something that's really going to help my blood cells and to fight free radicals. So just those three drinks alone, and there's many more that you could do in a day, give you a surprisingly amount of nutrition. So now I take those three drinks, and then I I develop my meals. And I'll tell you about the type of meals that you can have, healthy meals around those three drinks. And the way I like to say to all of my clients who are getting ready to go home, if you can just remember yellow, red, green, yellow, red, green, what does that mean? Red for antioxidant, made out of all kinds of exotic berries. Yellow for limu, which means a good healthy immune system. And green is a great green drink that helps to cleanse, detoxify, and keep you oxygenated. So around that, then you build your food. And we're going to talk about what types of food you should eat around those three different drinks. And Dr. McCabe, I know that you eat very, very healthy and you eat a little bit different from I eat. So I'd like to get your input on this. This is a very exciting subject today, and we're going to come back in a little bit with more value on how to not eat bad and how to have a healthy and happy winter season.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we're back again with Dr. McCabe, and we have been talking about how to not eat bad food. We talked a little bit about food addiction, and we tried to give you some symptoms that some of the food addicts have, and we also tried to give you a little bit of value about what types of drinks that you should have during the day to keep your appetite down and to keep your immune system healthy and strong. Dr. McCabe is a really good cook. I'm not. I'm a really good juice maker and soup maker, and everybody knows that. But people think I cook really good because my father used to be a chef, and I've watched him cook for all these different years. And perhaps I can be a good cook if I want to. I know I'm really fast and I'm great with spices. But I'm designing this program. And I'm writing about maximum nutrition and how to eat healthy for life. And so I probably should probably become a better cook. But I totally believe in nutrition. And sometimes that's not cooking at all, is it, Dr. McCabe? You can have a really good time and not cook. You can have a really good meal without cooking so much. Maybe just one thing. I mean, especially today with our crock pots and our rice makers and all kinds of things. But I realize that I cook fast and very nutritious, but I'm not in the kitchen for a long time. I can make a really quick nutrition meal in probably about 15 minutes.
Right. That's key what you're saying, because food does not equal nutrition. Ideally, it should, but it certainly does not. And the result of that is why we have so many Americans who are malnourished. And on the cooking, you know, it's so funny because I just had a flashback of used to be my favorite cartoon years ago was called The Jetsons. I mean, I haven't seen any replays of it. But with it, they used to take this little pill and pop it. So someone, when they did that cartoon, had the concept. because the concept behind it is what's important that your body gets is the nutrition. It's not really the bulk food. It's the nutrition. Now, ideally, it's best to get the food is like the pleasurable part, but what your body needs is the nutrition. And unfortunately, we live in a time where much of the food we're eating here in America has no nutrition. So it's caused a serious problem. But Dr. Ronnie, you do great with what you do do. You do cook very simple, very quickly, but it's tons of nutrition. And this is a way to tell if you're getting enough nutrition. When I intake one of your soups or smoothies, I'm so satisfied. I'm satisfied. That's when you know that your body's had adequate nutrition. One telltale sign that you've eaten food and no nutrition is that you've eaten a large portion, and very shortly afterwards, you're still hungry. It's because your cellular structure, your DNA, your body needs the nutrition. So I think that what you do tastes really well. But, you know, me having three sons has required me to learn how to make the food nutritious. So I do know a lot of dishes and things that can help people if they like food and they can also get the proper nutrition.
Well, you know, so for me, because I am a soup maker and a juice maker, and I have to be quick, first of all. I mean, I have to teach my staff how to be quick, and I had to teach my staff how to make it taste good. And so that's the most important thing for us at the retreat, because you're already sick and you're already emotionally having some issues, and you're mad that you even had to come to the retreat to get well. So we try to make it fun, as we talked about earlier, but we also specialize in making everything taste good. And if something don't taste good, I immediately tell my staff to throw it out and start all over again. Because if you're teaching people how to have good nutrition, you also have to teach them it has to be good tasting. And I just got a text a little while ago. This young lady wanted to know what was my favorite soup. How can I answer what's my favorite soup? Because that's what I do all the time. So they're all my favorite soups. But I can just tell her the soup that I just made last night. If I hope that helps, but I have a lot. But the soup that I made last night was so delicious. But all my soups are delicious. But I hope you like spinach soup. Spinach soup it was very powerful. But I actually had, I took about 4 or 5 cups of baby organic spinach. And I had some cloves of maybe, you know, I love a lot of garlic. You see me. I had about 4 or 5 cloves of garlic. But you know how I cook the garlic? I put maybe 5 or 6 cloves of garlic, not 4. And I put it in the pot with some sesame seed oil and unsalted vegetable seasoning. And I took a little bit of the Italian spice seasoning. I put a little bit of curry and a little bit of turmeric. And I actually put the seasoning in the pot with the garlic and the sesame seed oil, and then I squeezed a little bit of lemon juice on the spices as well. And then what I did was, because you know how I have to be really fast, right? I took about, I would say, a whole avocado, because for whatever reason, I wanted some creamy spinach soup. That's what I called it, creamy spinach soup. And I added the avocado and a little bit of almond milk. And you see how easy that is? And then I blended it. And you know I always blend my soup. And why do I blend my soup? Because I believe in maximum nutrition, small dosages. I believe in the power of not chewing. I believe in saving our digestive system from having to work so hard when you have a chronic illness. And that's why soups are important. I believe that soup is one of the most important things that a person should do when they have a chronic illness, not just weight loss, but a chronic illness as well. So I hope she likes that, but it was a really good. And by the way, Eve, I didn't cook the spinach. All I did was throw the spinach in the spices and warmed it up. And then I took everything that was in that pan and I put it in the blender with the avocado and the almond milk. How easy was that? That didn't even take me 15 minutes. That may have taken me between five and eight minutes. And they had a great, that's one of my peavy meals, Dr. McCabe.
Yes.
That wasn't a detox soup. That was one of my peavy soups. And Peavy for Life is one of the programs that I'm writing about. And that's about eating plenty of good quality protein, essential fatty acids, vegetables, yogurt, and YAVO foods. We'll talk more about that on another show, because that's powerful in itself. But I just wanted everyone to know that it doesn't take a long time to make a good, healthy meal for your family. And are you ready for, you want to go give, why don't you give another one and I'll do another one.
Let me give one before, I'm going to give one before the break for those foodies out there and those who have children and particularly like me have boys and even teenage girls have the tendency to desire more food because their body going through hormonal changes and they need more nutrition. So one of my favorite following your wonderful PEVI rules, I love this protocol that you've created, is I just made some today. I made some black-eyed peas and rice. I take the dry beans, I soak them overnight, never ever use can, and cook them in the morning. And I do my, I have brown basmati rice, which is the healthiest. Now, the rice and the beans together make what we call a complete protein. They make a complete protein. And sometimes I'll even take those same beans and I'll blend them up and I'll add a non-gluten flour seasonings and spices to it and I'll make a bean patty and still do it over rice. But I also, I love that with some delicious collard greens, the kale greens, I add my sliced onions, garlic, and well, if you're detoxing, you don't need to do nightshades, but I do at times put a little eggplant in a nightshade. So I do my greens, my black-eyed peas and rice. And then the other thing that I've noticed, you can do a great after snack is having the yogurt, and that just gives you that complete protein. I want to say something in regards to that. My grandmother used to eat a lot of sauerkraut. Sauerkraut has the same properties for those vegans out there as yogurt. And what it is, it's just actually a strong probiotic. The fermented nature of it causes it to have billions of what we call friendly bacteria, which is essential for healthy immune functioning of the colon. So, yeah, those black-eyed peas and rice with those collard or kale greens, and I put a, like, I like to put extra virgin olive oil in there. Or now I'm into using the extra virgin coconut oil. Both of those are great essential fatty acids. Or I just do like this slice of avocado on the side. So you could really be versatile with it, and it's really, really delicious. But that's a very filling, very satisfying meal if you're a foodie and also if you have growing children who want to have that full filling along. And but the most important thing is that it has the adequate nutrition in it.
And, you know, right before break, I wanted to add this. You know, one thing about beans, and I know you do a lot of rice and beans, and I love your rice and beans. And I think people really, and it's a great PEVI food, by the way. It's a quality protein because beans and rice together make a complete protein. A lot of people still are forgetting that. The reason beans are such a great low glycemic food, and it is a low glycemic food, because it has a lot of fiber in it. And fiber really helps with your heart. And, you know, that old song about beans, you know. But it is good for your heart, and because it helps you keep your arteries nice and clean. Fiber is good for your digestive system, and it's good to help you detox and have good bowel movements. But one of the things that people have to understand is that beans do create gas, and that's why some people stay away from beans, because it creates gas. But you can do a lot of things today, and you know I believe in enzymes. So ladies, please don't stop eating beans, just buy enzymes. And, right. And remember, beans and rice together. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how to have a healthy diet.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety,
and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WPLQ. Welcome back to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is your co-host, Dr. McCabe Maureen, with the great Dr. Ronnie. It's such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure to be here. When we left on the last segment, we've been talking about food addiction. We started off with signs and symptoms of food addiction, which we know that are very vague because most people don't even identify themselves as food addicts, when we found that at least 50% of the population is. And now we've gone into solutions, and we've talked about Dr. Ronnie's wonderful heavy protocol, which includes having a protein, essential fatty acid, a vegetable, and some yogurt. And I can say that with that, that is the most nutritious way to give your body the essential nutrients that are needed to sustain life disease-free. So we're just going to continue on with that. Now we're going to give some more value to the conversation, and we're going to talk about these YAVO foods. Dr. Ronnie, so busy. She's all over the place. I know that you were checking your texts and your calls. Are you back, Dr. Ronnie?
Yeah, and thank you. And, you know, Dr. McCabe, someone just asked me, you know, they want it. And before we leave this session today, I'd like for you to give everyone your phone number because she has a question about the YAVO food. And let me just, you know, I want to update everyone, and I know everyone knows about my passion about this food because, you know, I've been a traditional naturopath for over, my daughter is like, 20-something years. And I've been a registered nurse for over 35 years. And I've been in the holistic field for many, many, many years. But I've never been able to talk about, I specifically remember being in consultation with many clients, especially in California, and I would guarantee by the end of our session, and it could be 2 hours or 3 hours, and that's the difference between a naturopath and a regular doctor, is that we give hours to a consultation at one sitting. But I can guarantee you they would leave my office with probably 5 to 15 different supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we no longer do that. I remember myself taking a handful of supplements, and I would forget what I took. It was so many. I was taking like 15 and just swallowing down tons of pills and everything. But we're living in a day today which is so profoundly important to mention this. And that is that over many years of research and development, we now have food scientists and leading nutritionists out there developing food with all of our essential nutrients in it. And I was so excited when I heard about this company that have 43 essential nutrients in the food. And that means that I could sit down now and have a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of rice cereal or a bowl of soup. And if I don't have anything at all that day, I got 43 essential nutrients in it. Now, I know that there's people out there knowing what I am talking about. But I also know that there are people out there saying, okay, what's so exciting about that? Well, first of all, the word essential means you can't live without it. All the essential vitamins and minerals and potassium and fiber and all the other benefits that you get in this food means you can't, your body can't live without it. And that's why they call it essential. And not only that, and I know that I can talk about the 43 essential nutrients and I can even name all 43 of them, but for the sake of time, I won't do that. But I also wanted to tell you that the food's delicious. And the, you know, my thing, I'm going to have to mention this one because this is what excited me as well. That is, you don't have to cook it. All you have to do is add hot water to it. So I'm telling you that it's delicious. I'm telling you that it has 43 essential nutrients in it. And all you have to do is add water to it. And that makes it very, very convenient. And so the other fourth thing I want to mention about this particular food that excited me, and don't think I didn't do my research because I did. It has no MSG, no trans fat, no, it's not high sodium, is some of the food don't even have any sugar at all. It has no preservatives, no artificial dyes and colors, none of that. And like I said, no major cooking. So everything's good about this food, and I really wanted to leave some value with our listeners today. You know, we talked about so much today. We talked about how to tell if you're a food addict. We talked about how to eat heavy. We talked about the most important thing in your life is soups and red, green, and yellow, which are those three drinks that I talked about. But the other thing I want to leave people with is that if you can get this food and call Dr. McCabe today and get this food, you have not only done something good for your body, but you have done something magnificent for your brain. Because it wasn't until I started eating this hot rice cereal with the 43 nutrients in it that I was able to multitask at ease. Because I've always been a multitasker, you know, because I can take care of some of the sickest clients in the country because they do come here. And at the same time, I could deal with other issues, and I do have kids, and I do have a grandchild and with a heart condition and all the other things that people deal with. But the difference between me and others is that I can do it with ease. And then I had to stop one day and ask, why in the midst of chaos am I so calm and comfortable? And I knew it was those B vitamins, Dr. McCabe. So then that told me, was I deficient in B vitamins? Well, the answer is clearly yes. I must have been deficient in the B vitamins, and that's why I felt so good on this food. So if I'm deficient, can you imagine how many people out there that are deficient in B vitamins? And instead of taking good quality nutrition, they're on a prescription drug. There's people that are insomniacs. They can't sleep. They have anxiety. They have depression. I mean, just the symptoms that I can name you, and you can fix a lot of it just nutrition, with nutrition.
Dr. Ronnie, this is so wonderful. This is such valuable information. I know we only have a few minutes left and the texts are coming in, so I think we need to do a part two to this because I'm just so proud of us as a people and as a nation that when we realize something is not going ideally for our life, that we're willing to change it, and the demand is great. So I'm going to give my number for all of you out there to call, get these Yevo foods, begin the process to healing and feeling great because you deserve it. You can reach me at 314-398-8673. 1-800-273-8976. Or Dr. Dr. Period Makeba, M-A-K-E-B-A at gmail.com. Dr. Ronnie, please direct them to your website because, you know, the text
and
is
to go to my go to my website, drronnieholistichealth.com. They're working on the website. We're putting so many great things on this website. We're starting a new text program. Dr. McCabe and I are going to be doing webinars and workshops around the country, so we'll keep you up to date on when that is. And I want to leave this one thing with you. I want people to start thinking about, are you the person that is not getting enough essential nutrients? And how to tell if you're not getting enough essential nutrients? Well, the symptom list is over 50 different symptoms that you may be having, but you can't go to the doctor because they're vague symptoms. Well, if you give your body what you're supposed to give your body, I can guarantee you that it will work for you. So if you could go to my website, drronnieholistichealth.com, there is a button there that says 15-minute free consultation. I will be able to help you and walk you through ordering some of the most powerful nutritional supplements and food that your body deserves for the year of 2015 from this day forward. And Dr. McCabe, who is one of the leaders in nutrition, please contact her as well and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/DrRonnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.